Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe.
Yeah, hello and welcome back to Flood Protection Secrets. It's great to have you here again, and whether you are listening from your office, your home, or somewhere on the road. In the last episode, we spoke about Eid al-Fitr, a moment of reflection, a moment of values, a moment of responsibility. Today, I want to take the next step with you, because reflection alone is not enough. The real question is, what happens after? After the celebration, after the conversations, after the moment of awareness, because this is where decisions are made. Let me describe what I see very often. A company experiences heavy rain, maybe even minor flooding. Nothing catastrophic, but enough to raise concern. People talk about it. Management becomes aware. There's a sense that something should be done. And then nothing happens. Weeks pass, months pass. Other priorities take over until the next storm comes. And at this time, it's not a warning. It is a disaster, because awareness without action creates a false sense of safety. And that is the most dangerous situation of all. Let us be very clear about the consequences. For businesses, operation stops. Or operations of manufacturing or services. Operations stop. Production is interrupted. Deliveries cannot be fulfilled. Customers are lost. Supply chains are disrupted, reputation is damaged, and in many cases, the recovery takes months or even years. But the same applies to private homeowners. When a house is flooded, you often cannot stay there anymore. You have to move out, repair the damage, replace what was lost, and for a certain time, your home is no longer your home. But there is another scenario. A different decision, a company or a homeowner decides to act early. They assess their risks, they identify their weak points, they implement proper protection, and when the next storm comes, the rain still falls. The streets may still flood, but inside the building, everything continues. Operations run, employees are safe, families stay at home, life goes on. The difference is not the storm, the difference is a decision made before the storm. So, at this point, I want to share my weekly golden nugget with you. Here it comes. Flood protection is not about reacting to water. It is about deciding in advance that water will not become your problem. So here's my question for you. What decision will you make after this episode? Will you wait or will you act? Because the next storm is already forming somewhere. This is Flood Protection Secrets. I'm Andreas Klippe, and as always, stay safe and flood free. I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us, or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
subscribe to the season, and you'll never be late for an episode.